was that despite the affection of symbolist writers for the strange, the rare and the exquisite, as in Maurice Maeterlinck's dramas, Maillarm's poems, or the novel A Rebours by Joris Carl Huysmans, many of the leading painters connected with it were men of the left, deeply concerned with the social problems of their time. It must be remembered that the closing years of the 19th century and the first decade of the 20th were a period of industrial unrest, with frequent and bitter strikes and a repression of working-class manifestations by the authorities. This aspect of the period is powerfully represented in the exhibition, and is its most surprising and memorable feature. One or two of the paintings, an example in Emilio Longioni's The Orator of the Strike, clinging to a lamppost and angrily addressing the crowd below him, have an unmistakable likeness to the art promoting socialist heroes produced in Russia during the 1930s. Mostly, however, the Italian painters of the period took a different line. They showed human beings, not as individuals, but as part of a collectivity. This is a feature of Morbelli's paintings of old people in a Milan workhouse. He made a long series of these, and even at one time